November is Diabetic Eye Disease Month, and we've got ophthalmologist Dr. Michael Cooney joining us to talk about that. How is diabetes and eye disease connected?
Well, good morning, Bruce. You know, diabetes is a big problem, and it's a growing public health problem. In fact, it is the leading cause of why people go blind in the working age population, so ages 20 to 74. So it has huge public health impact and a huge societal impact.
This have something to do with the blood flow to your eyes, or what's the connection? How come the blindness takes place?
Yeah, you're exactly on the money there. So to understand diabetes and how it affects the eye, we really need to first talk about what's the retina. The retina is the part of your eye that's responsible for producing vision. It's a very sensitive part of your retina, but it's the most important of your eye, but it's the most important part. The most important part of your retina is called the macula, and that's the part, Bruce, that's responsible for your straight-ahead vision. So what you see faces with, watch TV, read with, all happens in your macula. What happens in diabetes is diabetes, over the course of time, damages the small little blood vessels and blood flow that are normally there to bring circulation and nutrition to your retina. And when that happens, those blood vessels can become damaged and become leaky, and when they become leaky, they can cause swelling in your macula, and that's what's referred to as diabetic macular edema, which is the leading cause of why people with diabetes don't see well.
So what are some of the risk factors or things that they need to be aware of?
So the biggest risk factors are blood sugars that are poorly controlled, so poorly controlled diabetes, poorly controlled high blood pressure, people who are overweight, don't exercise, poor nutrition. All of those things are really fundamentally important in slowing down the progression of diabetes in the eye. Not eliminating it, but slowing it down. So everybody has every reason to control all of those risk factors.
So if somebody has diabetes, there is an attack going on their eyes. It's happening. They just have to be able to minimize it.
What I say to patients is really not a question of if, it's a question of when. Wow. And it's a progressive condition that over time it can affect the retina. Now, one of the most important messages here, Bruce, today is that everybody with diabetes really needs to go in and have a full dilated eye examination so they can be screened for where are they in the spectrum of do they have any diabetes, do they have severe diabetes in the eye, because like any disease, early intervention is really important.
Well, as an ophthalmologist, you can probably look into the eyes, no pun intended, look into their eyes, and you can see other health issues that are developing, right?
That's exactly right. You know, there's so many different things that can cause people to have vision loss, particularly as they get older, diabetes being one of them. And really, all it takes, Bruce, is for someone to dilate you and look. It's very easy to detect, but if you don't get in and get checked, it can be missed. And the longer it's missed, the greater the chance of you having, you know, permanent vision loss.
What should people do? I guess even if they don't have diabetes, eye exams are always an important thing. I have glasses, so I kind of have to do that every once in a while when the words don't look the same as they used to. But what's some tips, I guess, for people that we can give them today?
So I think just even outside of diabetes, which we'll come back to in just a moment, you know, the American Academy of Ophthalmology recommends that everybody after the age of 50 has a full dilated eye examination to be screened for a host of different age-related eye conditions that can affect vision, macular degeneration, glaucoma, cataract, diabetes, et cetera. So that's kind of just first and foremost. People with diabetes need to have much more frequent eye exams because they have a disease that can rapidly affect the vision. So what's important to know is this goes well beyond just an eyeglass check. It's full dilated eye examination with someone looking to see. Now, the good news, Bruce, is that if you do have diabetic macular edema, there are treatments available for that. And over the last number of years, there have been a number of different medications that have been approved by the FDA to help with this condition. For example, the first medication the FDA approved is a medicine called Lucentis, which has been shown to stabilize people's vision in about 98% of the time, and in about 45% of the time can actually improve vision. But, Bruce, like any medication, all medications come with potential risks. The patient should consult with their eye doctor to see if these medicines are right for them.
If people want to find out more information about this, where's a good place for them to get some details?
There's a great website, geteyesmart.org, that has a wealth of additional information on this topic.
Sounds good. We appreciate your time, Dr. Michael Cooney, all about diabetic eye disease.
Thank you, Bruce.